こんにちは、ジャパニーズポット101です。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Hi everyone, Jessie です。Jessie here.
こんにちは、ともゆきです。
Welcome to Absolute Beginner Season 2, Lesson 2. Best wishes for the Japanese New Year. Thanks as always for joining us. Tomoyuki, could you remind us what we learned in the last lesson, Lesson 1?
Sure. In the last lesson, we reviewed numbers and the phrase Akemashite Omedetou Gozaimasu,
which means Happy New Year. And in this lesson, you'll review Japanese greetings and how to address people using name suffixes.
Yes, such as san, chan, kun, and so on. What's happening in this conversation?
In the conversation, Chiemi and Taylor, who are in the US, are talking to Chiemi's father, who is in Japan, on the phone.
The conversation takes place shortly after New Year's.
That's right. And with that, let's listen to the conversation.
お父さん、明けましておめでとう。
お父さん、明けましておめでとうございます。今年もよろしくお願いします。
テイラー君、今年もよろしく。あ、サラちゃん。
Let's listen to the conversation again slowly.
お父さん、明けましておめでとう。
お父さん、明けましておめでとうございます。今年もよろしくお願いします。
テイラー君、今年もよろしく。ああ、サラちゃん。
Now, let's listen to it with the translation.
お父さん、明けましておめでとう。
Dad, Happy New Year.
お父さん、明けましておめでとうございます。
Happy New Year, Father.
今年もよろしくお願いします。
Please look favorably upon me this year, too.
テイラー君。今年もよろしく。
Look favorably on me this year too, Taylor.
ああ、サラちゃん。
ああ、サラ。So Taylor, Chiemi, and their baby daughter Sarah are talking to Chiemi's father on the phone.
Yes, we can tell that it has just become a new year because they said, 明けましておめでとうございます。
Yes.This is the phrase we learned in the last lesson, which means Happy New Year.
そうです。That's right.
Here's something interesting, though. Did you notice that what Chiemi and Taylor said was different? They both said Happy New Year, but in different ways.
Right. Chiemi said it informally, 明けましておめでとう, and Taylor said it formally, 明けましておめでとうございます.
Yes. Remember that Japanese has different politeness levels. That means that there are informal and formal ways of speaking.Let's review that really quickly. Who is informal speech used with?
Informal speech is used with friends, family, and those younger than you.
And how about formal speech?
Formal speech is used with strangers, those older than you, and those you need to show respect towards or aren't close to.
Yep. So in the case of the dialogue, Chiemi is using informal Japanese to her father because they're immediate family.
明けましておめでとう。
Right.And Taylor uses formal Japanese to Chiemi's father to show respect.
明けましておめでとうございます。
Okay, now let's go over the phrase that Taylor said after saying 明けましておめでとうございます。 Tomoyuki, what was it?
今年もよろしくお願いします。
今年もよろしくお願いします。 Listeners, does any part of this sound familiar? It should. We covered...よろしくお願いします in season 1.
If you remember, it literally means, please look favorably upon me.
That's right. It's used a lot when introducing yourself to someone. In this case, though, we have the phrase 今年も in front of it. So let's explain what this is.
Sure. Kotoshi means this year, and mo means also or to.
So you say it to someone you know, and it means something like, I look forward to maintaining a good relationship with you this year too.
Right. Do you have a similar phrase in English, Jessie?
Well, actually, in English, there's no exact translation. There's no phrase that's really similar. But I think, I look forward to maintaining a good relationship sums up the meaning pretty well.
It's very common to say after Happy New Year, 明けましておめでとうございます。
So then, how does it sound when you say those two together?
明けましておめでとうございます。今年もよろしくお願いします。
Okay, listeners, please repeat after Tomoyuki, one phrase at a time.
明けましておめでとうございます。今年もよろしくお願いします。
Okay, sounds good. Let's move on to the lesson focus. In this lesson, you'll learn about name suffixes in Japanese. They're words that are attached to names.
In the last series, we reviewed a common one, san.
San. This is a name suffix used to show respect. It's similar to using Mr., Ms., or Mrs. in English. Unless you're talking to family or very close friends, you should always attach san after people's names.
Yes, it is better to be on the safe side.
I agree. So let's give some examples of how we use san. If I were to address Tomoyuki directly, I would say Tomoyuki-san. Tomoyuki, his name, plus san.
Right. And I can also say Jessie-san, the name Jessie plus san.
It can come after first names or last names.
That's right.
So when you're speaking to someone in Japanese, it's a good idea to attach san to their name.
Definitely.
Okay, and san is not the only name suffix we use in Japanese.
Japanese has so many different name suffixes.
Yes, and you'll hear them all the time. I assure you that if you watch Japanese dramas, movies, or anime, you'll hear these name suffixes.
We heard two new ones in the dialogue.
Yes, the first one is
kun.
In the dialogue, Chiemi's father said,
Taylor-kun, 今年もよろしく.
He addressed Taylor as Taylor-kun, the name Taylor plus the suffix kun.
This kun is mostly used towards boys and young men.
Right. Usually towards people who are younger or about the same age as the speaker, and it's quite informal.
Chiemi's father can use it with Taylor because Taylor is younger than him.
Yes. Please note that you can never use it with your superiors.
That's right.
Okay, so let's practice it. Listeners, repeat after Tomoyuki.
Taylor-kun.
Okay, let's go to the next one we saw. The next one is
Chang.
In the dialogue, Chiemi's father heard Sarah's voice and said,
Ah, Sara-chan.
Sara-chan. He addressed Sarah, Taylor and Chiemi's baby daughter, as Sara-chan, the name Sara plus the suffix chan.
This chan is mostly used after the names of girls and young children.
Right, and it's a suffix used to show affection. Okay, let's practice this one too. Listeners, repeat after Tomoyuki.
Sara-chan.
All right, so to recap, what name suffixes did we cover?
San.
A formal name suffix used to show respect.
Kun.
An informal name suffix used mostly towards boys and young men.
Chang.
An informal name suffix used mostly towards girls and young children.
These name suffixes are very common, so please remember them.
That's right. They're a big part of everyday Japanese, and we'll be hearing them a lot throughout this series. Okay, well, I think that's going to do it for this lesson.
Thanks for listening, everyone.
Yes, thanks as always, and we'll see you next time.
じゃあ、また。
お父さん、明けましておめでとう。
お父さん、明けましておめでとうございます。今年もよろしくお願いします。
テイラー君、今年もよろしく。あ、サラちゃん。